the Cold Omaha Podcast Network.
You can put it on the board.
Woo!
Hey guys, you are listening to the Midwest Swing Podcast. I am your host, Brandon Warren. You can find me on Twitter at Brandon_Warren, and you can find Midwest Swing on Twitter at Midwest Swing Pod. This is a very special episode as I spoke to Twins hitting coach James Rowson about the adjustments that they've been working on with Byron Buxton's swing, especially in light of comments that came out of Fenway last week that he was trying to hit the ball on the ground more, which Rowson assured me is not the case. So sit back and enjoy this podcast as we chat with James Rowson, the Minnesota Twins hitting coach.
It seems like when you talk about ground balls, it's almost like there's a negative connotation that goes with it. But yeah, but in actuality, there shouldn't be. It's almost like you can take everything and do that. You could say, looking at launch angle now, there's also an angle up there that if you get too high, you're not going to be successful either, because they're going to be fly balls and pop-ups. So there's a limit on everything. There's a limit on the fly balls. There's a limit on the ground balls. At the end of the day, what it comes down to is what thought for that particular player creates the right angle that the ball comes off the bat, or whether it comes off at a certain type of exit velocity, or if it comes off at a certain angle. It's whatever thought helps the hitter. We've heard hitters over the years give us so many different thoughts. Some guys would say, for years, I'm trying to get on top of the baseball. Well, there are guys that have hit a lot of home runs and in the record books, and in their mind, their thought process was to get on top of the baseball. Now, it's kind of changed to saying, well, I want to try to get the ball in the air and create at a certain launch angle or degree. If it produces the right result, then the thought is right.
And I mean, you hit a home run in the fourth for granted.
No doubt about it. So I think what you find is you're trying to find whatever thought works for that hitter, and you stick with it. So if a guy thinks, man, I'm getting a few more ground balls, but I'm feeling like the ball's coming off my bat better, and I'm starting to create better contact, and that's the thought you stick with. It's really hitter specific.
So it's more about process than the result of ground ball on the ground. It's more what gets me into the mindset to where I'm most productive.
Without a doubt, and that's what you're looking for. I mean, like nowadays we talk about Josh Donaldson a lot, just because we know there's a lot to do. His swing has kind of been the poster child of like launch angle and things of that nature. But
well, he's outspoken about don't hit on the ground.
My thought would be, if I were Josh Donaldson's hitting coach, I would tell him exactly what he thinks, because that works for him. And I think you'd be crazy to tell him anything different. But at the same time, if I were Chipper Jones's hitting coach, I'd tell him exactly what he thought, because he put numbers up and his balls did get in the air and he was able to hit home runs. And whether you do what you think you do, at the end of the day, it's whatever thought creates the best swing for you.
So ultimately, the result for Buck that would probably be best would be hitting line drives. Or spraying the ball all over. I mean, hitting the ball hard.
Yeah, he's a guy that, for me, ultimately, at the end of the day, Buck's going to be a guy that can use the entire field and hit balls hard wherever he hits them throughout the field. And I think that's going to be his best bet, is to hit the baseball hard and use the whole field.
But, I mean, you guys, what everybody takes that as, because we're all a very reactionary society, is that you guys want him to pound into the ground and beat everything out at first and not drive the ball.
Absolutely not.
Okay, so you would be, and see, that's how these things like this blow out of proportion.
Absolutely not.
You guys don't want him to be and I don't mean to besmirch Ben Revere. Ben Revere doesn't have the power of Byron Buxton.
Well, here's the deal. I clearly do not want Byron Buxton to hit the ball on the ground and run.
I'm here to tell you that was what people thought you guys were teaching, because because we've talked about hitting, and I know where you come from, and your team is third in line drive and what a hard hit rate, that doesn't add up. So I knew there had to be more to it. So I thought I'd come in.
Without a doubt, he has not a chance. I feel like he's going to be a dynamic player in this league for years to come, and he has the ability to drive the baseball. Just last night, he hit three balls over 100 miles an hour, which shows you that he's hitting baseballs hard in the last few days, and it's starting to come along. So no, that's not the goal. Is not to hit balls on the ground. The goal is going to be to use the whole field and hit balls hard. But there is a process to get to that.
Yeah.
And going through that process, at times there are days where you are going to focus on, hey, let's make sure we keep our swing level enough to make sure we're not hitting balls way up in the air with up mentality.
Chasing the elevator shaft.
Get, no doubt about it, but we're going to get balls to kind of get on the line with backspin, and ultimately we'll get to those angles. He'll get to those angles, but they'll be through whichever thought process works for him. And it's hard to say that.
Yep.
Over time and over his own work, he'll establish that on his own.
Well, people will look at the numbers and say, okay, well, this isn't working, but he's had stretches. There was a stretch in Texas where he took some walks and was staying on the ball, and he's ebbed and flowed. Young players are going to do that all the time. What do you think from him is going to be that ascension process? Like, will there be an aha moment where he lays off a slider outside and then goes with the next one, or will it be a process of games? Or do you think it's just going to be, because he's so naturally gifted, it's just going to happen when we're kind of not watching it anymore?
I think the more comfortable he gets, I think these last few days have been really, really promising, because there's a comfort level that comes with this, and he's starting to now get very comfortable with what he's doing.
Yeah.
I think if you look through the course of the year, I mean, it's very eye-opening. I mean, he's gone from early in the year from a leg lift to where we are now. But if you look at, if you kind of go through the season, you'll see periods where his mechanics and setup and things have changed over the course of the season, which shows there's a process involved. And he's slowly kind of just moving along throughout the process. And I can tell you now he's getting close. He's getting closer to where yesterday was, like, again, was really promising. It was a three balls hit over 100 miles an hour. There were some tough breaking balls down. We had a couple walks.
He laid off one
City.
Late
that was,
last night too, I think.
Mm-hmm. And some of those ones down, I mean, you could see Salvi even kind of looking to go down to the ground on some, and he laid off those balls.
That's a smart catcher back there.
Which tells you the scouting report was that he was going to swing at that pitch, but he's done a nice job and put himself in a position to now lay off that pitch. So there's a lot of promising things that he's starting to do. A lot of that comes through his hard work and through the comfort that he's starting to feel in the swing that he's taking.
So the last thing I got for you, because I don't want to hold you up too much longer, how hard is it as an instructor to see a guy that naturally talented and working so hard still struggle at times? I mean, I know it's not for lack of effort, because he's clearly putting in the work. Do you feel for him, like, man, this kid is going to get there, and you just got to keep fighting with him?
I'm excited for him.
Yeah.
So I guess that would be the way to say it. You know, there are many players that come to this league, and I sometimes I hesitate to call them struggles. I say, you know, I guess it's another way of saying it. I'll say tough times. You know, you go through tough times, but you're getting stronger. Buck is, he is a battler. He's battled through this the entire season, but he's gotten stronger. He's learned a lot about himself. He's learned a lot about his swing. There's never been a time where he didn't want to get in there and work. So it's exciting the closer you get to start to see this thing come to life for him. And I think it's going to be something that, again, lasts and will be his for an entire career. It'll be fun to watch.
I think we lose sight of the fact, too, that baseball's really freaking hard.
No doubt about it. It's hard to do, man.